RGA affiliate ad accuses Democrat Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear of putting liberal politics over parents. By Catherine Hamilton on July 7, 2023. Republican Governors Association RGA affiliate Kentucky Values launched a political advertisement on Friday accusing Democrat Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear of putting liberal politics over parents. The ad, titled Without, is the second in Kentucky Values' investment in the 2023 Kentucky gubernatorial general election. The 32nd spot details Beshear's record of vetoing legislation aimed at shoring up parental consent laws around abortion and making schools notify parents about a child's sex transition, moves quickly followed by GOP-led veto overrides. The ad will air on television and digital platforms with a significant investment, according to the RGA. Watch. The radical left has declared war on parents. And Andy Beshear is with them. Beshear supports making it easier for children to get abortions without telling their parents. He supports allowing schools to refer children to psychological treatment without telling parents. Beshear even supports allowing school employees to secretly help children change genders without telling their parents. Andy Beshear. Putting liberal politics over parents, the ad states. Courtney Alexander, the RGA's national press secretary, released a statement accusing Beshear of joining President Joe Biden's radical left war on parents at every turn. Whether it's making it easier for children to get abortions, allowing schools to refer children to psychological treatment, or allowing school employees help children change genders, Beshear has supported all of these radical policies. Andy Beshear puts liberal politics over parents, Alexander said. As Politico reported, Republicans are expected to spend heavily to try to bring Beshear back to earth, although the party must first land on a nominee in a May 16 primary. There are a dozen Republicans running, but many in the state generally think three candidates have a shot at the nomination: State Attorney General Daniel Cameron, Ryan Quarles, the State Agricultural Commissioner, and Kelly Craft, who was Trump's second and final United Nations ambassador, according to the report.